Welcome to Living Life and Love at Night. I'm your host, Mark Braxton from Raleigh, North Carolina. So tonight, I just want to talk briefly about the summit that happened this past weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. First of all, it was a beautiful time. I had a great time with my vitiligo family. Most of the people there I've never had a chance to meet. I've interviewed some people on my podcast, some I've communicated with through Facebook, but never had a chance to meet them in person. And it was just such a great time. I felt so filled with love and caring that weekend. Now, this summit was hosted by the Vitiligo Brotherhood Alliance. For people that don't know, we are not an official group. We are men that decided to get together to work for the community, to help build bridges and build unity amongst groups and people that are not affiliated with groups. But we had such a great time. That Friday night, we went to an Atlanta Hawks game. It was good seeing everyone there. We saw our keynote speaker, Coach Dunbar. He was there. All the brothers in there, all the sisters that came in support of. It was just a great occasion. And then Saturday, we had our summit at the Berean Christian Church, Gwinnett. I'm just telling you, it was such a great time. I felt filled. The church came through to support us, and we appreciate it. We had volunteers. People in the community had an opportunity to share their stories, and some of their siblings shared theirs. We had people come from Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Puerto Rico, North Carolina, Georgia. I mean, it was just a great event to see everybody there smiling and happy. If you're on Facebook, you see the pictures. We right there. We showed you how we were feeling. We all were filled for that moment. And I'm still excited about it. I look forward to next year's summit. But to me, this was a preview for my experience of World Vitiligo Day, because I've never been to a World Vitiligo Day convention. And this was my first summit. And I really enjoyed it. I was nervous, just to be honest. I was given the honor of being the MC for the summit, and with that comes a big responsibility of making sure things are running smoothly, that people are in place, and if anything needs to be changed, you know, as a host, I've got to keep my composure. But it was great that the brothers trusted me to do this, and it was great seeing everybody interacting on stage. We had an opportunity to pray for one of our young fellows in the community, just to give him some protection, you know, from this crazy world, and you know, and just to be able to make it through with his vitiligo. But if you haven't had an opportunity, check out Facebook, one of our pages somewhere. There's a video of the summit. It's also on YouTube. It is the Vitiligo Summit 2022. So check it out. See what it was all about. You know, this is our first year. And guess what? We have more summits to come. So we're going to work on this. We're going to make it even bigger and better next year. It'll float between different cities and states. So this is just something we wanted to do to help build community in the community. And through that, we are solidifying unity between groups and between members. But yeah, so if you get an opportunity, check that out. I'm back to doing my podcast. So listen to the podcast, and Valerie still has her podcast running. And we look forward to seeing you at the convention in June. You've been listening to Living Life and Love at Night. I'm your host, Mark Braxton from Raleigh, North Carolina. Yo, take care. Remember to love somebody. First of all, love yourself. Peace.